الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. وبعد، قال الله عز وجل: يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون. صدق الله العظيم. At the start of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed three groups of people: the mu'mineen, the mushrikeen, and the munafiqeen. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the current verse, remember that in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, there were two kinds of disbelievers. One was the mushrik, the idol worshipper, the polytheist, the one who associated partners with Allah. And the other group was Ahl Kitab, the followers of the divine scriptures and the previous scriptures, namely the Torah and Injil. Now the mushrikeen, they associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not possess any religious knowledge, and most of them were illiterate. In fact, when Quran speaks about Ahl Makkah, the people of Makkah, Quran addresses them by calling them Al-Ummiyun, the illiterate ones. Most of them blindly followed their forefathers in the worship of idols and their associated partners with Allah. That is why they are called the Mushrikeen. The second group was the group of Ahl Kitab, the people who followed the divine scriptures before the Quran. That is the Torah and Injil. Ahl Kitab are of two groups. Those who believed in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and they believed in the Torah, they were the Jews, the Yahud. And the second group from Ahl Kitab were those who believed in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and they believed in the Injil, but they disbelieved in Musa and they disbelieved in the Torah, and they were the Nasara, the Christians. Now in Al-Madinatul Munawwara at that time, the Yahud predominated Medina and the surrounding areas of Medina, the environs of Medina. And remember, we said at the start of the surah that this surah is Madaniyah. It was being revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Al-Madinah. Now, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the mu'mineen, the mushrikeen, and the munafiqeen, it was now time to address the Bani Israel, the Ahl Kitab, the Bani Israel in particular, the Jews. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to now invite them to tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah, and belief in the risala of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ. O the children of Israel. Israel is another name for Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam. So in other words, Allah is saying, O the children of Ya'qub. Israel, this is the Hebrew name for Ya'qub, Ibraniya. Isra means abd, the slave. And il means Allah. So in other words, Allah is saying, O the children of the slave of Allah. O the children of the slave of Allah. This is another name for Ya'qub. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the Jews by calling them the children of the abd, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not Ya'qub, this is to tell them that, listen, Ya'qub was a genuine abd of Allah. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. In other words, you should do the same. And you should believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and do not associate partners with Allah. So this is a form and a kind of subtle da'wah invitation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using this name for Ya'qub, Israel. So then Allah says, the children, the sons of Israel, Ya'qub, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. Listen, believe in one Allah. Remember my favors, my bounties that I've bestowed you with. So many bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them in Israel. Allah saved them from Fir'aun. Allah made most of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam come from the Bani Israel. Allah gave them man and salwa, these dishes from Jannah. Allah protected them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the greatest bounties that Allah gave them, Allah showed them the sifa, the description of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the Torah. Then when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam is to appear, then the Bani Israel would come to know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam from the Torah. So remember these bounties that I have bestowed you with. And then Allah says, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ. Now fulfill my covenant, I will fulfill my covenant with you. Fulfill My pledge, my covenant, I will fulfill your covenant. What is the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Mufassirin mentioned, it refers to belief in the oneness of Allah. Bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring iman in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the final prophet of Allah. And do all the commands of Allah and stay away from all the prohibitions of Allah. If you do so, Allah says, "Ufi bi ahdikum, I shall fulfill your covenant." That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow them and will give them Jannah. وَإِيَّا يَفَرْهَبُونَ Allah says, and fear me alone, fear Allah. وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ Then Allah says, and bring iman in that which I revealed, that is the Qur'an. Bring iman in the Qur'an. This Qur'an, مُصَدِّقًا What's the condition of this Qur'an? It testifies to, and it confirms to that which you have, that's in the Torah, that is belief in the oneness of Allah, and belief in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the messenger of Allah. And then Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُ أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ Do not become the first to disbelieve in this Qur'an. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا Allah says, do not exchange for my ayat a meager and a paltry price. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that do not sell my ayat for a meager price. The Yahud, the ulama of the Yahud, what they would do is, they would distort, in order to suit their whims and fancies, they would distort the ayat of the Qur'an. Remember, they were not happy that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from the Arab. And they wanted the final messenger to come from Bani Israel. So they would change it, they would distort the ayat of the Torah, and they would take bribes for that. So Allah says, do not exchange my ayat, do not sell my ayat for the goods of this worldly life. And then Allah says, وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ Allah says, fear me alone. Then Allah says, وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ Do not mix up the haq, the truth with falsehood. Yeah, the truth is the truth. We can see it's evident. Allah says, do not mix it up with batil. How? By imputing lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then by inventing lies against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying that he is not the messenger of Allah. وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Allah says, do not conceal the truth whilst you know very well that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah. Yahud knew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very well that he is the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the mushrikeen knew that. Quran mentions, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ They knew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like how they knew their sons. So they knew that he was the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reason why they disbelieved in him, حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ out of jealousy, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come from Bani Israel and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent from the Arab. Then there are a number of commands that was given to them in the following few verses. Inshallah, we shall view them next week.